Women Caught in the Middle of Two Generations.
This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. There are now 26.5 million Americans aged 65 and older. The vast majority have children, many of whom are involved in their parents' old age. The reason is those children, usually daughters and daughters-in-law, have become caretakers of the old. They may help parents to live independently or take them into their own homes. Today, in our series on women and the issues affecting them, a report prepared by NPR's Catherine Ferguson on three caretakers.
My husband would go to work, and I had my mother-in-law.
It was just taking up more and more of my time, and I was becoming just a full-time sitter for my mother, and she would fall and break a hip or another bone, and I would have to go flying off to take care of her.
All three women who live in Charlottesville, Virginia, qualify as caretakers of aging parents. More and more middle-aged adults are finding themselves in the position of caring for parents. There are more older Americans than ever before. Parents are living longer, and smaller families mean there are fewer children to share the responsibilities. Susan and her husband had not made plans for a time when his mother would be unable to live alone. When illness made Susan's mother-in-law blind, bringing her to live with them seemed the only choice.
When she came, she actually became my constant companion. I took her with me when we went to the grocery store. I took her with me shopping. I took her with me every place.
The situation was much the same for Vivian. No plans had been made for her mother's care. Vivian, like Susan, had never worked outside the home. When her mother moved in, her full-time job became caretaking. She found her days defined by her mother's needs and desires. Breakfast in bed at 8:30, a morning walk, an afternoon drive, evening television viewing. Vivian felt she could only be away from home for short periods because her mother needed constant reassurance.
When I was asked for the 10th time that morning what time I was coming home from going shopping, I would just really have to say, for God's sake, I've told you that 10 times already. I'll be back in time to fix your lunch.
7 days a week, 52 weeks a year for 5 years. This strain of full-time caretaking takes its toll on loving daughters and their family. After repeatedly babysitting his grandmother, Vivian's son finally said he no longer enjoyed coming home. Susan and her husband found the constant lack of privacy placed stress on their marriage.
How can you explain it to him? I want to fight with my husband. You're sitting there. Please go away. I mean, you can't say these things.
Not expressing the anger and resentment was the hardest part of caretaking for Susan and Vivian. And it was in large measure the reason they sought out other women in the same predicament. They joined a support group for caretakers where they could talk about their sense of duty, that they should be caring for parents, and to share their shame at resenting it. Susan is still angry about losing control of her life.
You want to take care of them, but the process of caring for them makes you trapped. Your whole life is changed.
Until recently, Margaret's mother lived across the country in Arizona, so Margaret didn't experience a feeling of being trapped by daily schedules, but periodically her mother would become ill.
Oh, I'd go for a year and a half and nothing would happen, and then there would be a 6-month period where I'd have to tear off to take care of her.
Margaret's transcontinental caretaking ended when her mother came to Charlottesville. And in caring for a brain-damaged parent, Margaret experienced what many others found. Roles reverse when daughters care for dependent mothers.
It's like having a retarded child to care for.
Vivian's mother began introducing her daughter as my mother.
To suddenly be put in the mother role again and be faced with perhaps another 5 or 10 years of being a mother again to my own mother, I simply didn't want to do it, and I was tired of being a mother. I wanted to be something else.
Susan, Margaret, and Vivian are among those now described as women caught in the middle of two generations. Their children are grown when once again they're called on to mother. It's a role they don't expect and aren't happy about resuming. These three women have now placed their mothers in nursing homes. For Susan and Margaret, medical considerations made the decision for them. The situation was not so clear-cut for Vivian. In the end, her children helped her overcome the guilt.
Should I do this to my own mother? After all, she's my mother. I can't very well just pick her up and transplant her another to a nursing home. And yes, they said, yes, she can. And in the long run, she'll be happier, and you will too.
These families are lucky. They can handle the cost of nursing home care. But even when finances are not a major consideration, there's the emotional price to pay for having a parent in a nursing home.
And it scares you. You can see yourself in somebody like that. And it's not easy to face it.
Caring for aging parents has helped these three women face their own old age. They now want a plan for the future. None of them want to live with their children when they're no longer able to care for themselves. Being in nursing homes seems preferable to asking their own children to become caretakers.
Unit 8.